is 4:06 in the afternoon on the Mike McFeely Show. KFGO News Director Paul Juergens popping into the studio for the four-pack.
Just counting up the people running for the Moorhead City Council.
Oh, geez.
And three for mayor now. You've got less than 25 minutes now to file.
Is it 4:30 or 4 o'clock?
4:30, I was told by the people.
Okay.
A person told me
4 o'clock.
Well, and I clarified because. And she said, no, 4:30.
Okay.
So we have three running for mayor, and then the wards are all full of candidates.
I think in that, what ward is that? The fourth ward.
Five people.
Five people in the fourth ward. Three people in the third ward.
Two people in the second ward.
Yes.
And the three in the first.
Yeah. So
be quite a dogfight.
It's going to be a kerfuffle. It's going to be a Pier 6 brawl. So it's going to be over there in Moorhead. Let's do the four-pack. What was that song that we came in with, by the way?
It was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think surviving members were in Sturgis, I think they were. I don't know whether Terry Spees was there for that or if Joel Heitkamp was there for
Joel
that.
Joel Heitkamp was there for that.
He was, huh?
Yeah.
What's the title of it? Do you know, Jerky?
That Smell, I believe.
That Smell, oh. Interesting. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, who the heck, Jerky, is this Andrew Albers fellow who's pitching for the Minnesota Twins lately?
Thought it was mine.
He's crazy. It's a Cy Young Albers, we need to call him. Last night, the youngster from Saskatchewan, who couldn't...
Saskatoon.
Is he from Saskatoon?
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
He's from Saskatoon.
It'd be better if he's from Moose Jaw.
Well, you know.
But Saskatoon's pretty good.
Yeah. North Battleford, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Saskatoon.
It's a suburb of Saskatoon, right outside of Saskatoon. North
like
Battleford.
Moorhead Glendon, you know.
Yeah, kind of same thing. Andrew Albers last night pitched for the Twins against the Cleveland Indians, I believe, and threw a complete game, two-hit shutout. This guy was... What was he doing, bagging groceries this time last? What the heck was he doing? He's unbelievable. Where's he been?
He was a walk-on, essentially, wasn't he? He went to a tryout. Didn't he drive across the country?
Yeah, he went from Arizona to Florida, down to Fort Myers way.
And they said if they signed him, they'd pay for his expenses. If they didn't, he'd have to drive back.
Yeah.
So I understand the folks have been at the game and family and from Saskatoon. I don't know if they drove, but you can fly direct.
From Saskatoon?
To Minneapolis, you can. Yes, you can.
Really? Yeah. What airlines? Air Canada?
Delta, I think.
Delta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they flew or if he, but he's on the roster and the Twins are hitting. What are this? Last
home
22,
runs?
23, 22 or 23, although their runs have been off a home run.
Something like that. They're going crazy. They're within 10 games of 500 now.
Boom time.
But here's my question. So where's Andrew Albers been for the entire season? I need to ask Dick Bramer that when he's on the program tomorrow.
I don't know if he was in the clubhouse or if he was filling up the sunflower containers.
Hey, kid, you ever play ball before? Yeah, I have, Guardy. Hey, get out there and pitch. Whoa, okay, thanks, eh? Next thing you know, he's throwing like 17 innings of baseball in the major leagues.
He could be as a flash in the pan, to use an old cliche.
Chances are, yes, he will be a flash in the pan.
Now, come on. People said that about you. When you started in radio.
No, they didn't. They said, let's get rid of this guy. What the heck did we do?
I saved you more than once.
What? What are you talking about?
We'll talk about it some other time.
What are you talking
about? Nothing.
I don't even know anything about this.
Okay, number...
Well, I guess my head was on the chopping block more than once here.
Number three.
Fine, I'll go pitch in the major leagues then. Fill sunflower containers. Number three.
With Giants.
Yeah, guess. I'm all rattled.
It's not a big deal. Upstairs, you know, a couple times.
Oh, geez, don't say that.
It's a new regime.
It's a new regime.
Everything's good now.
Good. How close was it?
We don't have time to talk about internal matters.
We have plenty of time to talk about this.
No.
I was making big plans for the future. I guess my head was in the noose the whole time. Jeez. I mean, I knew some of the instances. I mean, there was people out to get me, but companies.
I wouldn't dwell on it.
Politicians. Number three.
Some fellow employees. I'm not naming names. Continue.
Oh, number three, boy, in the Ohio court system, Jerky, there's a couple of lawyers. I know some of the names, and they're on my list. Some of them aren't here anymore. 17-year divorce fight is testing the Ohio courts. There's two lawyers, Christo and Charlene Lassiter. 17 years ago, they got divorced. They're still fighting over...
They're both lawyers?
They're both lawyers. Uh-huh. Yeah, marriage lasted 10 years. They've been fighting for 17 years over assets and custody and all this stuff. And the judges and the Bar Association and all these people in Ohio are going, you're embarrassing us. You're giving us all a bad name. You're, you know, clean this thing up. Get it done with. And they won't. They hate each other.
Sooner or later, they're going to have to move forward, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Clogging the courts and on and on and on.
Yeah. The other good part about it is I think they both teach law in the state of Ohio. So they're lawyers. They also teach students. And yet they are having a divorce battle. It's going on 17 years. The filings have included Bolts calling the police to Lassiter's workplace several times, both having and then losing custody of their two children, now ages 20 and 17. It also, kids are going to die by the time, well, anyway. It involves several complaints by judges presiding over the case that the law professors, who should know the rules of the courts, repeatedly violate those rules, Jerky. Hmm.
I know someone. I said that before, haven't I?
Yes.
I can tell you truth. Well, I can't provide details, but I know someone locally. A couple got divorced 10 or 11 years ago, and one side is still, this isn't settled, 10 or 11 years ago.
It's still
and they're not
legal.
Lawyers. No, they're divorced.
Oh, they're
but
divorced.
There's side issues that one party keeps, and then
yes.
on and on.
Yeah.
On and on. And the one person is, the person's remarried, but it still continues to this day. It's gone all the way to the Supreme Court in Bismarck.
Hell hath no fury. Like a person scorned, Jerky. I don't know which side is doing what. It's none of my business.
No,
but,
and I can't provide any details. But it's just on and on.
Never ends.
Well, someday, maybe. But the legal fees add up for both sides.
Oof.
In this case, in Ohio, they're just representing themselves, I suppose.
Paying each other. Isn't one of your kids going to law school?
Yes, she'll graduate in December.
Good. Is she going to be a divorce lawyer?
I don't know what she's going to be. She hasn't decided yet. She doesn't want to put people in prison. And she doesn't want to keep people out of prison.
That'd be the fun part of the job.
No, I don't think she wants to be a prosecutor.
Oh, doesn't want to be a prosecutor.
And I don't think she wants to be I don't think she wants to be a criminal lawyer. Defense or prosecution.
She just wants the money, doesn't
no,
she?
No.
No?
That's not it. No. She's,
oh, okay.
No. She's working this summer down in a prestigious law firm at Fergus Falls. Pemberton Roofer.
Oh, I've heard of those guys.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yep.
I am. Number two on our list. If you're going to Sweden, Jerky.
Yeah, you got, I have no plans.
But you have connections in the travel industry.
Yeah, well.
If you're ever going to plan a trip to Sweden, do not go swimming in something called the Öresund Sound off of Sweden's...
Öresund Sound. Is this like running with the bulls? Or?
Well, no, but apparently somebody caught what's called a pacu fish, P-A-C-U fish, off the coast of Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And pacu fish are known for...
Are they biters?
Ooh, look at the picture of the teeth on the pacu fish.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like my teeth. Yeah.
There's yellow, no gap crooked. Like height cancel.
They're known in South America that if people in South America, males in South America, go swimming without swimming trunks or something covering...
Who would do that?
Well, you might... Skinny dip or the people down in South America.
I don't know where you're from.
Alexandria all the time, baby. What are you talking about? I'm out there. I'm loving it. The pacus, Pinto's raising his hand. He skinny dips.
Pacos.
They have been known to.
Except in the reservoir, wasn't he? Icelandic State Park.
Eat the thing that makes males.
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 I see.
Yes, yeah.
They'll
take both of them right off.
Really?
Not the one, but both of them right off. They eat them.
Okay.
They do.
Do they have signs posted?
They do. In fact, well, look at here's the nickname of these pacu fish.
Oh.
I can't say that in the air.
No, I don't think you probably should.
But the Swedish government is telling people, Keep your swimwear on if you are bathing in the Sound these days, because there may be more Peku fish out there.
So has anyone been... have there been documented cases where the Pekus have...
No. Make that sound again. No, not so far in Sweden.
Okay.
Not so far in Sweden, but there have been cases such as in New Guinea where some men have had their...
Yes.
...things bitten off.
Okay.
Go! They bite because they're extremely hungry, said one biologist. And those things that make men fit nicely in their mouth. Oh! Yowza! That'd be a wake-up call.
Yep. You could call it that.
So holy cow.
New Guinea and Sweden.
Yep. Don't stay go away. Swimming without. Don't skinny dip in those places.
No, I don't plan to.
Or you might come out a eunuch. Number one on our list today, Jurgi, Senator Joe Miller. He is the senator from up there in the Walsh County Park River area.
Yes.
It has become known through some reporting by our KFGO news team that you head up that the passenger in Senator Miller's night, the night that Senator Miller received a DUI, the passenger, Matthew Doobie.
No. It's D-U-B.
D-U-B.
Pronounced Doob.
Doob. I'm sorry. Nope. Freudian slip. Matthew Doob had some stuff on him, Jurgi. He had a couple, three pipes.
Three
pipes.
According to the Walsh County Sheriff's Office,
he
and
had
a
some,
small amount of marijuana.
Yes.
And Senator Miller had disclosed, well, not initially, but sometime after the arrest, and in fact, after he'd been sentenced, somehow it came out that he had a passenger who had, he said, a pipe, I guess, a marijuana pipe, and it turned out...
Paraphernalia.
It turned out to be three smoking devices, according to this complaint.
Yes.
And a small amount of marijuana at the stop. So that was additional information on the case.
Yes.
There's been a call for his resignation from survivors of the Deutscher family.
Yep. Also, some politicians have called for his resignation.
I think they have, and so this is just another... just additional information that we came across and thought it was worthy to report. And I think other media outlets are reporting it now as well.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. What?
I am not going there. I told...
Let's be blunt about this.
What kind of music do you think they're listening to?
I don't know. Like this? Who sings this song?
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, there you go. You bowl me over sometimes with your humor, Pinto. You bowl me over. 237-5948-800-880-5346. KFGO.studio@KFGO.com is our email.